Good morning. Good morning. We are going to talk about a question that I saw on the internet today, and also a comment that someone made about being the right man for a woman. When a man is right for you, he has chosen all of you. That includes your children. And if you're right for him, if he has children, you've chosen to like his children and be with his children and treat them as your own. Both of you have to decide that these children will work together and play together and live together in an atmosphere that is nurturing, and both parents have to enjoy and respect both the mother and her children. So if you're in a relationship where that's not happening, you need to get out of it quickly, because you're creating a recipe for disaster, especially if the children are young. Now, if they're older, you still have to say, I appreciate and I accept this person, whether it's a boy or a girl or a young man or a young woman. You have to be able to respect the relationship that the mother has or the father has with that adult child. Otherwise, it's not going to work, because you don't want them choosing that child over you, and you don't want that child to be rejected because of you. So if you don't want my daughter, I don't want you. As simple as that. And then I've seen a man on Facebook today talking about you have to be the right woman in order for them to stop sexual activity. Well, if you are the right or righteous man, you're not doing that. You're not sleeping around. So why would you bring that up? If you're not the right woman for me and I don't stop all of my other activities, then it's not going to work. It's not going to work if you're sleeping around anyway. You have to have some abstinence and some control over your body, because it's illicit. It's an illegitimate activity to be sleeping around when you're in the church, or if you're in a committed relationship, or anything that you think might develop into a committed relationship. If you're dating a person, you shouldn't be spreading yourself all over the world with anybody. You have to have some self-control. So don't blame it on a woman. Blame it on yourself. Look at yourself and say, am I doing the right thing? No, you're not doing the right thing when you're dating one person and you have another person coming in that same evening or the next day, and you're talking to both women. You're doing the wrong thing. You're not a virtuous man. That's the way I see it. I know when you're young, you do some foolish things, but you have to come to realize that the things that you do are impactful, and they have, there will be some consequences. So think about what you're doing and how you would feel if someone were doing that same thing to you. And that's all I have to say about it. Really shouldn't be in it, but I just pray that we will make wise choices about the things that we do, especially in the way that we treat each other. And when children are involved, you have to be more sensitive and more aware of what's going on and what you're teaching. What are you telling those children? Heavenly Father, I pray that first we would choose you and try to walk in your footsteps and be guided by the commandments that you've laid down for us. But when we have sex in a relationship outside of marriage, it's not a good idea. And when we choose women with children, it's not a good idea to see those children and then choose your children over the other parents' children. If you're going to have a blended family, all of you have to get along. And I am not going to try to play counselor to the entire world, because you are the counselor. If you take it to God in prayer, I'm virtually certain that the answer you're going to get is that you are the one who's wrong. So I'm so glad that we have God and we can take our problems to Him, and He works it out every time for the good of all of us. Amen.